With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. MPs are heading back to Parliament today, this time for Finance Committee. Lawmakers are expected to consider supplemental appropriation changes to the 2026 budget. Documents circulating on WhatsApp and confirmed to Radio Cayman by an opposition MP suggest lawmakers could be considering up to $134 million worth of supplemental appropriations. The session is expected to start at 12:30 p.m. Make sure to tune into our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM, to hear the proceedings live. In other Parliament news, it's a firm no on a private member's motion asking government to set up a tourism climate resilience fund.
Mr. Speaker, it's not a tax, not a fee, not bureaucracy, or not even environmental ideology. It's about whether we are planning adequately to protect the assets upon which our tourism industry depends. Because, Mr. Speaker, if we are honest with ourselves, our environment is not separate from our economy. Our environment is our economy.
Opposition leader, the Honorable Joey Hugh, tabled the motion, asking government to undertake a policy and feasibility assessment of sustainable tourism financing options. He said this helps safeguard the tourism industry, environment, and future economic prosperity. But government rejected the motion, as the Minister for Sustainability is already working on an overall umbrella climate resiliency fund, a portion of which can help with tourism activities and tourism matters.
While we wholeheartedly support the merit of sustainable financing for climate resilience, we are not persuaded that a standalone tourism climate resiliency fund is necessary or advisable at this stage.
The Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes described climate resilience as a, quote, whole economic issue. And while tourism is one of the most climate-sensitive sectors, it's not the only sector, quote, deeply affected.
Any future fund should be designed as a broader climate resiliency fund, as envisioned in the Cayman Islands climate change policy, capable of supporting national priorities across sectors, including tourism.
In court news, a man is heading to trial in Grand Court charged with wounding with intent. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks has more on the case against Ricardo Taylor.
The case arises from an altercation on West Bay Public Beach back in February 2025 involving Mr. Taylor and another man. The trial began on Monday. Jurors heard testimony from the complainant who appeared via Zoom and recounted the events of February the 15th, during which he sustained multiple stab wounds. The trial is expected to last for up to 4 days. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The Department of Education Services carries out its first active shooter drill on Monday at Clifton Hunter High School. CIGTV's Takia Smith reports.
The exercise, coordinated by the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service and the Department of Education Services, is part of a broader training designed to equip incident commanders and school personnel with skills to respond to such an event.
I would say that was certainly a historic moment for us as we embark on ensuring that our schools are safer.
Officers and first responders moved through the school grounds as part of a controlled scenario, simulating how authorities would manage an active shooter situation in a real-world setting. The training is intended not only for first responders, but also for school administrators and staff, ensuring that everyone within the school environment is prepared if such a situation were ever to arise.
Further sessions are planned for incident commanders and school personnel across the Cayman Islands. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The NATO Secretary-General, Mark Rutte, has welcomed Britain's plans to increase spending on defence as it pivots towards drone warfare, saying it made everyone in the alliance stronger. Britain's outgoing Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, said spending would go up by $20 billion a year. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of South Africa's major cities for anti-immigrant demonstrations. Security personnel have been deployed amid concerns that foreigners could be attacked. Meanwhile, in Spain, more than a million undocumented migrants have applied for legal status by today's deadline. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said the Spanish scheme defied a crackdown on irregular immigration elsewhere in Europe. Qatar says US envoys are not scheduled to meet Iranian negotiators in the coming days, but will be talking with mediators. President Trump said on Monday that Iran had requested a meeting with the US that would take place in Doha today. Monaco has launched an investigation into the bomb attack that injured three people on Monday night. The Monaco prosecutor said they were looking for a sole suspect in the attempted killing of the Ukrainian oligarch Vadim Yermolayev. World News from the BBC.